From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and we'll start with that news today from the Obama administration that 450 additional U.S. troops will be going to Iraq to help in the fight against ISIS.
They are not being assigned to combat. They are additional military trainers who will be advising and training local forces, although a lot of questions about that. And this news comes less than 4 years after President Obama pulled troops out of Iraq. And that, of course, was before ISIS gained control of much of Iraq and Syria. Joining us now is Here and Now security analyst Jim Walsh, who is a research associate at MIT Security Studies Program. Jim, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
And on the one hand, obviously what's happening now in the fight against ISIS is not working. On the other hand, a lot of concerns about the U.S. getting more deeply involved with this additional 450 military trainers, as they're calling them. We're going to be up to about 3,500 troops in Iraq. What's your take?
Well, I think a couple of things. It is a change. It's an increase. You know, it's increasing by a sixth, but it doesn't represent a fundamental change in strategy. You're right to point out that they are trainers. They don't have a combat role. They'll defend themselves if attacked, but they're not going to lead offensive missions. And that's sort of what the Obama policy has been and what it continues to be. What this is about, I think, are two things: where and who. The decision to set up a base in Anbar as opposed to Mosul, that's a decision that's now been made. And secondly, the who. They're going to be training Sunni tribesmen to fight ISIL. So this isn't about so much training official Iraqi government troops as is fighting this other sectarian group to take arms against ISIL.
Why is that so significant that you're training Sunnis?
Well, you'll remember that during the surge in this thing called, you know, the awakening, where we had Sunnis who took the U.S. side in battling other extremist Sunnis. That's what they're trying to do here, either, you know, out of greed, or they don't like ISIL's rule, or what, you know, whatever their complaints are. The idea is we can pull them to our side, train them, give them guns, and let them do the fighting. Now, one consequence, you know, let's step back here. What does this mean? This means that the Shia militia have guns, and the Sunni tribesmen have guns, and the Kurds have guns.
Well, and it brings up the question of whether we're just adding more flame here to a civil war and getting more deeply involved in that war.
Well, I think that there aren't a lot of good choices here. If Iraq collapses, that would seem to be bad. On the other hand, the only way to seem to prop it up right now is by giving guns and money to others who are willing to fight. The losses I think one of the reasons we're getting this decision is what happened last month in Anbar when, as Secretary of Defense Carter said, the army did not have the will to fight. And so it's that development, I think, that's really driving this and points to the problem. So, you know, do you let ISIL take over Iraq, or do you fund a bunch of people who may end up fighting each other when this is all said and done?
But can anybody, does anybody besides American troops have the capacity to fight ISIS in the way that we want ISIS to be fought and to really start to push them back in a fundamental way?
Well, it seems as if the Shia militia, untrained as they may be, these are regular forces. It is reported that they've been successful, more successful than the Iraqi official government trained and equipped troops, which is hard to believe, but that's said to be true. But the bottom line, I think, Jeremy, is we can't be Iraq's army, even if we are more effective than these guys. We can't go in and fight all these wars for them.
So why send these additional troops?
I think the idea is hopefully that the dream here is that we spin up an official Iraqi army that's competent enough and big enough that it can execute some game plan and retake control. That's the hope.
But there are those who are looking back to Vietnam and saying, look, 3,100 U.S. troops in Iraq right now training the Iraqi military. That's the same amount of advisors, quote, advisors the U.S. had in Vietnam in 64 when that war started.
You know, and I think it's a fair statement. My own view, and I'm no mind reader, President Obama's been pretty consistent about this, about not having combat missions, has really resisted that despite tremendous amount of criticism. The support he's gotten is from the uniformed officers in the military who also do not want this as a mission. But, you know, going back to Vietnam, Kennedy sent advisors, but it was Johnson who escalated, who changed the mission. And so the question is, with only 2 years left in the Obama administration, what will a new president do? They may have a different point of view. They may change the mission.
And there are many who are saying we ought to be sending far more troops. John McCain wants thousands more troops to be sent to Iraq.
Yeah, there are a group of people who have argued for roughly between 15 and 20,000 additional U.S. troops to do combat fighting and other sorts of measures too, having spotters or different uses of air power. I guess the question, is that going to help or undermine the Iraqi army? Are they going to pull their act together if we're doing it all for them? I don't know.
Who's winning the war against ISIS right now?
I think ISIS has had wins and losses. Remember, it's spread out through all these different territories. And the flow of the thing, they were getting weren't doing so well in Syria then. They seem to be doing better in Syria. You shouldn't judge it by what happens in any one day. This is a back-and-forth affair.
It's a longer battle. Jim Walsh, Here and Now security analyst, a research associate at MIT Security Studies Program. Jim, thanks as always.
Thank you.